How's it going, everyone? My name is Josh Rose. I'm on the i9 team, and I'm here today to show you a demo of a little application I wrote called IE Beats. So here it is, IE Beats. I made this using SVG and a few elements from HTML5, the audio tag, and canvas. So the first thing you see when you load the page is the main beat grid. Now, that's a bunch of SVG elements that I just constructed on the fly and added some events to, so I can get this nice hover effect as I run my mouse over it. Plus, I can enable and disable beats when I want to. So let's hear it in action. So let me mute that for a second. Now, even while it's muted, you can tell that we're actually seeing what we expect. When we see a beat hit, the equalizer on the left pops orange and then kind of diminishes after that. Also on the upper left, we've got our speakers that are kind of pulsating, giving that cool effect as you go over some of the beats. Up here in the upper right, we have our frames per second meter. We also have our tempo meter. Now, the tempo meter is an attempt to gauge how well a browser is able to keep up with a desired tempo. So as you're making beats, you may want to adjust the tempo up and down. And this is actually able to tell you what you're able to achieve in the browser that you're attempting this in. So, and below that, we just have a score that kind of reflects both of those measurements. So let me run through a few of the other presets. So smooth has a little bit more action going on. So you can really tell that everything's responsive. It's sounding nice. And then heartbeat. Heartbeat's a preset I created that just sort of revs up the tempo to 500, which is almost twice as what it was before. Switches around the style of the canvas a little bit, and sounds like a heartbeat. So you can see here that we're actually keeping up with the 500 beats per minute, and everything is good. So I wanted to show a little bit under the hood about what we're doing with the audio element, because we actually wanted to create a buffer of audio elements instead of having one audio element per sound. And that we do that because in a beat machine, we don't necessarily want just one of the same type of sound playing at the same time. We want to be able to play them simultaneously over the top of each other. So let me show you a little bit of what I did in code for the buffer. So I'm going here and inspecting my array here. So audio buffer is a multidimensional array. It gives me access to my buffers for each instrument. So I've got nine indices here. Each one represents a different instrument, and that allows me to easily say, oh, I want to play the hi-hat. Give me the next hi-hat, or whatever instrument it might be. So if we take a look back here over at the code, let's go to my demo code here and go to where I play. The code for this is actually really simple. At the time that I play the sound, I know what the next position in the buffer I want to play is, and so I just play it. After that, I ready the next one so I can play it rapidly right when I want to. And that's what I do right here. So you've seen how well we can keep up with a fast tempo and lots of audio plays in i9. Let's see how we perform in Chrome. Now, there's a few things you'll notice right off the bat. One, we're not able to keep up with the tempo that we want. We want 230, we're getting around 130. And that's apparent as you see the really slow pace that we're going at as we're playing the audio elements. Another thing you'll notice as I mute that is the graphics are a little choppier than we were seeing before. And that can easily be seen if you look at the frames per second meter. We're down at around 16 frames per second. Let's take a look at a few of the other presets. So we got a slower tempo on that one as well. And the heartbeat's also slower. Now, I wanted to show you guys a little more trying example of the IE Beat machine in use. And so I'll load up the fast audio preset. And Though this may not sound pretty, it's really a demonstration of how fast or how rapidly can I play HTML5 audio elements. Now, if you can listen closely, we're actually missing some hi-hats. We want to be hearing 8, and we're hearing around 6 or 7. And things are just performing a little bit slower. So let's try that back up in IE. Everything's really snappy. We can hear all the beats. All the visualizations make sense. Everything looks golden. So I definitely encourage you guys to take a look at the demo. I provided you guys with this little box down here where you can actually copy your beats, save them for later, try them in other browsers, send them to your friends. Just give it a try. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.